You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
Good morning. Our scripture reading will be in Philippians, first chapter, verses 9 and 10. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the full knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense, till a day of Christ. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd add your blessing to this, the reading of your holy word, because we ask it in Christ's name for his sake. Amen.
Well, hello. Today is a combination lesson and presentation. The first part of the lesson, as you can see, the topic is the 4 days in Scripture, and it's going to dovetail into a presentation of rightdivision.com because it's the one-year anniversary of us launching that site. I've asked Clark, he wanted to see it, and I asked him to come in about 10 till. So the lesson is going to be very high level, and because the topic, as you can see, is a very detailed topic that we don't have time to cover in depth. But at the end of this, you'll see that most of the materials are available at rightdivision.com, so you'll be able to go and have access. And if you don't have access to the website, then you can certainly get with any of us, and we can provide that offline. So in doing so, let's open up with prayer and we'll get started. Father, we pause now to study your word and just to get a view of your truth. As we, Lord, as we go through life, we know that the way we get to know you better is with the love that we should have for you. And that love, as it grows, would drive us into learn the scriptures, would drive us into the walk that we should walk. That we choose to be a part of your plan, because your plan will be accomplished no matter what. And each one of us individually have a choice to whether we choose to participate or not. First, Lord, we have a decision to accept you as who you are, the Savior of mankind, the one mediator between God and man. We know that's the man, Christ Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for sending him that we might have a way to solve this problem we have, which is sin and death. We know in Christ that is the resolution and the solution to our problem. And we are now complete in him. We thank you for that. We thank you for now, as we do accept that completeness, we know that now our calling is to grow up in the knowledge of you with sincerity, in the love that we should have, that we should each of us get to know you better, that we might then share that with others. They might see the hope that is in us. We thank you for the opportunity to do that. We pray the encouragement each and every day that we need to get to know you better. Lord, we know that there's so much in the way sometimes that we allow in our lives. And for a little bit, Lord, here today, we just pray that we set some time aside that would just honor your Son, Christ, and all that he's accomplished. For it's in Christ that we pray for his sake. Amen. Okay, the last 6 weeks, approximately, Derek has covered a lesson on the last days. And in doing so, particularly towards the end of the series, he covered some topics that covered the day of Christ, the day of man, day of the Lord, day of God. So previously we had made a handout, and I wanted to go back and review for us what those 4 days, preeminent days in scriptures are. And we'll see here in the text in Philippians in the scripture reading. It was funny. As I read the scripture and prepared, I saw that verse, and then I realized I knew why I was this Oklahoma Sooner fan, because for the last year and a half, there has been no offense. And I read that verse and I said, they must all be Christians, because surely they are proving the things that are excellent, and that they're sincere and without offense. And I knew that's why I was an Oklahoma Sooner fan. Till the day of Christ. Okay, so what is this day of Christ? Well, in Scripture we find there are preeminently 4 days. All right, as that's coming up, let me set the framework for the 4 days in Scripture here in regards to the last days. Okay, in your handout, you'll see the 4 divisions in Scripture: man's day of Christ, day of the Lord, and God's day. What we have in these 4 days is that we're currently in one of them, and three are yet to come. Okay, the one we're presently in is in the green one, man's day, which is right now. We know that this is man's day because we're going our own way under grace. We also see that in 2 Timothy 3:1-9, that this time frame will come to an end when God interrupts it. And that particular passage, let's go there real quick, 2 Timothy 3:1-9, probably familiar with most of you. This, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Well, sure enough, we've been talking about last days. And if you recall, Derek emphasized that there were two sets of last days. There were last days of our present time frame, and then when you have the restoration of Israel, and you have all the things going on there, then you have the last days of their time frame. So, as soon as we get the pictures back up, we'll see a picture of that. But here we see our current last days, which are the last days of man's day, that perilous times shall come. And we see that men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And we can go on, but we go down to verse 9, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. And this proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest, is the event where we have the return of Elijah. And you see on your handout that the return of Elijah is what ends the time frame of man's day and then begins to overlap the beginning of the day of Christ. Now, last week, Derek mostly talked about the day of Christ. And it was a time frame that you were kind of scratching your head because literally, and I need my picture because without the picture, this is not going to make sense to you. But picture, if you will, the Acts period coming to an end. At this time, we know that the mystery was not foreseen by anybody in Scripture at that time. It was hidden in God. So here you have the last days that we're going to come into the day of Christ. Now, at the end of the Acts period, those were the last days associated with Israel. You had the signs, you had everything. You had Elijah potentially being fulfilled in the role of John the Baptist, yet it wasn't. So that restoration did not take place. And then at the end of Acts 28, we know that Israel was set aside and Paul was given the special ministry called the mystery, and it was then ushered in. And hence about 2,000 years had passed since that time. Well, we know that in Daniel chapter 9, we find, and this is also an excerpt out of this book, The Elijah's Coming, we see in Daniel 9:24-27, let's go ahead and go there. Okay, Daniel 9:24-27, we get the 70 weeks of Daniel. Now, let me net that out for you, because the 70 weeks of Daniel basically are weeks of 7 years. 1 week equals 7 years. So when you do the math, you come up with basically 70 weeks times seven, and you come up with a period of 490 years. Now, 490 years, as it says in verse 26, and after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and unto the end thereof desolations are determined. Verse 27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice of the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation and the determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, if you go to rightdivision.com, you'll see this really neat picture that describes this. But if you were to say, I don't need a picture, I can just listen to my teacher and really picture it in my mind, you might say, oh, well then, what we have here are three possibilities of the spans, because what we have is up until the birth of Christ, or the actual Messiah being cut off, which the birth of Christ was about 4 B.C., then about 29 or 30 A.D. is when Christ was crucified, and then, of course, the ascension. So from the time that this spoke in Daniel 9:24, we have 62 weeks fulfilled, and that leaves a balance of 8 weeks left for Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks of Daniel. We know that in verse 27, we see here in Daniel 9, it says, "He shall confirm the covenant for many for 1 week." Well, that 1 week actually speaks of the tribulation. Okay, now the tribulation is a 7-year period. First half of it is false peace and prosperity. The second half is when you have really all of Revelation being poured out and you have all of that coming down here. Now, so that basically says we have 56 years. If you take the 1 week and the 62 weeks, that leaving a balance of 8 weeks or 56 years minus the 7 of the tribulation, so you come up with 49 years of a time frame that God has left, according to the prophecy in Daniel, that He has to use in order to restore Israel to set up the last 7. Now, did that make sense? Let me repeat that again. If you go through the 70 weeks of Daniel, up until the crucifixion of Christ was 62 weeks. That leaves 8 weeks left. In the future, the tribulation is 1 week. Okay? Now, when you do the math and you subtract those out of the 70, you have basically 49 years or 7 weeks left of time that you can work with. And the issue is, when did, right here, in verse 26 of Daniel 9, after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. So the question is, when did the Messiah be cut? When was he cut off? Was it the crucifixion that God's prophetic timetable stopped? Possible number two, was it at the close of the book of Acts, when we know God set aside Israel at Acts 28? Or three, was it the destruction of Jerusalem by Titus in AD 70? Those are the three possible time frames of when Messiah was cut off, based on the prophecy in Daniel 9. Now, if you look at those three possibilities, and you can with a beautiful picture at rightdivision.com. But for those of you here who don't need that, let me say that option number one would be the Messiah cutoff was in 30 AD. Okay? That would leave a period of 49 years for the day of Christ. Now, the day of man, we don't know the time frame of it. The day of man started at the end of the book of Acts, and it's still going. We're in it. So you have 2,000-something years for the day of man, because we're presently living in it. We know the day of man stops when? At the return of Elijah. And then you start the day of Christ. The day of Christ precedes the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord consists of the tribulation and the millennium. The millennium comes after the tribulation. So in between the day of man and the day of the Lord is the day of Christ. And what I've been giving you is this mathematical way to figure out, well, how long is the day of Christ? So option one, number one was, if we say the Messiah was cut off at the crucifixion, then we have 49 years until you find yourself into the tribulation. So Elijah comes and restores all things to Israel, Malachi chapter 4. And with that restoration, you have 49 years of things setting up to be, what? Covenanting with the man of sin, Israel covenanting with the man of sin, where you have 3.5 years of false peace and prosperity. If you say, well, now that, let's say the cutting off of the Messiah, since Israel was still being co-offered the new covenant, the kingdom at hand, through the book of Acts, let's say possibility number two was you have the end of the book of Acts. Well, the book of Acts was about a 33-year period. So you add 33 onto about A.D. 30 when Christ was crucified. So now you do the math and you come up with 16 years, where the day of Christ could be about a 16-year period of restoration and preparation for Israel to covenant with the man of sin. Because at the beginning of the 70, the last week, we see here, well, we don't see in Daniel, but we see in the midst of that week, you know, the first half of it is false peace. You know, the sacraments are set back up, Israel's performing the sacrifices, the priests going in every year. And see, that's when the abomination of desolation occurs at the midweek, where the Antichrist stands up and says, you know, bow down and worship me, I am God. Now, the third possibility, it says, now, how about when Jerusalem was completely wiped out? 7 years later, you have Titus coming in and wiping out Jerusalem in AD 70, and that leaves then like 9 years left for the day of Christ. So, back to your handout, the day of Christ there, as we saw in Philippians 1:6-10 mentioned, up until, see, Paul talks in the Philippians about up until the day of Christ. Here you have present believers awaiting this day. Why? Because it's thought that the out-resurrection occurs between man's day and the day of Christ. That out-resurrection is in Philippians chapter 2, where Paul was hoping to attain unto, or were seated with him far above. Well, this is the time period that now Israel is restored, Elijah returns, and Israel is now being prepared to covenant with the man of sin. And when they do so, then you run yourself into the day of the Lord. And then after the day of the Lord, and after the millennium, the thousand-year period, you have a renovation of the earth by fire, the great white throne judgment. And then after that, you have about 40,000-year period that's seen in Revelation 21 and 22, as well as 2 Peter 3:12, which is God's day or eternity, which is after the earth's been renovated by fire, Satan and everybody with who goes with him is basically bound in the bottomless pit. And you have getting into the dispensation of the fullness of times. I mean, this is where you're going beyond. So if you see this beautiful picture right here, you see all that, how it's laid out beautifully. So, I think what I would encourage you on the backside of the handout, that the chronology of these days unfolded this way. Here, you know, God's revealed plan in the first column here. You have the King of the Kingdom, the Old Testament, then you have the four Gospels, and then the book of Acts. So 1, 2, and 3, you had everything set up for Israel to accept. And if they had accepted, you would jump right to the third column. Okay? Since they didn't, since number 4 of the first column, they did not accept it, then God revealed the middle column. He revealed it, and it was a secret that was hidden, and He called it the mystery. And here we're, this time frame that we're under right now, this green little circle corresponds to man's day. Here we are in the mystery time frame, where there's no distinction between Jew and Gentile. But yet, at the end of this, we now have the final 3 days to be played out in Scripture, the day of Christ, the day of the Lord, and the day of God. And that goes back to the King and Kingdom being unveiled. And ultimately the King and Throne, Christ Himself, set up, the promise and prophecy fulfilled. So, very, very high level. I would encourage you to, if you want to polish up on this, obviously you need to set some time aside to really study the Scripture on it. There are a lot of references in the handout you can go to. Also, Mac's book on Elijah's coming has some really good detail in it. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and close now, and then we'll try and recoup, take a 5-minute break, and then I'll give you a presentation on the website if the Lord would like me to do so. If not, then we'll just chalk it up. So let's close in prayer. Father, boy, Lord, subject matter was really a big one today, and as we went through it really fast and had a few technical difficulties, Lord, it just goes to show that each one of us needs to have these Scriptures in our heart that we might really study the meat of Scripture. And that's the only way to make it clear. You know, someone might get up and try and explain it to somebody, but literally until each one of us goes and studies the Scriptures ourselves, will the Word speak to us. And we thank You for that. Thank You for the freedom to do it and the privilege. And we just offer these things up for the glory of Christ Jesus in His name. We ask it for His sake. Amen.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.